Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Gantner Drummond, an attorney general who will defend our rights, uphold the rule of law, and serve the people of Oklahoma, not the political elite. When his nation called, fighter pilot Gantner Drummond bravely led the first U.S. combat mission of the Gulf War. Drummond returned home, became a successful businessman, rancher, and accomplished attorney. Now a new mission, defeat the corrupt political establishment. Put America first. Pro-Trump, pro-Second Amendment, ready to secure our elections. Gantner Drummond for Attorney General.
Paid for by friends of Gantner Drummond 2022.
I'm Randy Grellner. I'm a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Raised as the son of a sharecropper, I feel more comfortable in cowboy boots with a gun than dress shoes with a pen. I learned hard work and rural values growing up in Kingfisher. Today, as farmers are feeling the impact of inflation caused by Democratic policies, doubling the cost of fertilizer and diesel, we need a stable food supply and we need to respect the farmers who make that possible. I am the only non-career politician and farmer running for Senate. I am Dr. Randy Grellner. I'm running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grellner for U.S. Senate.
Today's livestock futures markets were down in the live cattle, just slightly though, down 20 in June at 137.82. Remember, June's winding down here. The next month out's August, down 32 at 136.25. October live cattle down 12 at 142.30. The December settled 32 lower at 147.75. There was some cash trade today of 138, so that was steady or maybe a little lower than what we saw at the end of last week for the cash trade, but 138 is what it is. June live cattle are right there at 137.82. The feeder cattle future today, quite impressive actually, up 235 in August at 175.30. The September is up 247 here at 177.27, and then October live is up 245 at 178.97. On the technical side, these September feeders is what we'll look at here. We're above the moving averages. We're still below the high from about 10 trading days ago. So there's a little bit of resistance above the market. But if corn continues to retreat like it did today, which we'll talk about in a second, that should make people a little bit more aggressive buyers of the cattle. We do have an on-feed report at the end of this week. Some estimates came out today. On-feed of 101.5%. The estimated place number for May, 99.7, and the marketed 103. That'll be after the close Friday.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Today's grain futures market were really a bloodbath. We were lower across the board. Led at the end of the day, led by wheat. It didn't start off being a major wheat thing, but it finished that way. July Kansas City down 63 and three quarters of a cent to 10.41. I don't think it ever touched limit down, which would be 70 cents lower, but it was close. The September of the next month out at 63 and three quarter lower at 10.48. And then July of next year, there's a lot of interest in next year's wheat price. Currently, July was at 10.26, down 56 and a quarter. That's July of 23. Chicago wheat was 55 to 60 lower. Minneapolis, 50 to 52 lower. So, again, across the board wheat. I think it's that time of year where you have new grain rolling into the elevators and filling up storage space. And just that time of year with harvest going on that the markets get pressured. Soybeans were 20 to 28 lower today, with November new crop down 27 at 15.10. Beans were kind of the weakest one overnight, but they were the least weak during the day. So that was interesting. Today's corn 26 to 29 lower, December down 29.5 at 7.01. A little bit more favorable weather forecast for the corn and beans, pressured that. And then cotton futures just getting killed today, down 444 in December at 113.85. That's the lowest we've been in a while.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.